Everything smells wonderful in here.
It does. What are you going to buy?
I don't know. It is so hard to choose.
I know. Everything is so delicious. But I especially love the muffins.
Yes, they are always fresh. What's your favorite kind of muffin?
I like blueberry muffins. How about you?
Lemon muffins are my favorite muffins.
The bakery sells cinnamon rolls now.
Are you going to buy some?
Yes. I'm buying cinnamon rolls today because I have a meeting tomorrow. I'll take them to the meeting.
That will be a nice meeting.
I also have to order a cake for a special occasion. My friend's birthday is next week.
They make great cakes. They made my friend's wedding cake.
Muffins are popular bakery treats. There are many kinds of muffins. You can find blueberry muffins, lemon muffins, and many others. Cinnamon rolls are another popular treat. When they are baking, they smell really good. Pies and cakes are also wonderful treats. Many people like fruit pies. Bakeries make cherry pies, apple pies, and peach pies. Blueberry pies are also popular. Some bakeries make fancy cakes. They make them for birthdays, weddings, and other special occasions.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name's Pauline. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. My name is Peter. Did you have bread today?
Well, if you did, you're all set for today's topic, which is food.
Ooh, and our title is At the Bakery.
Ooh, so today we get to continue talking about the bakery. This is one of my favorite lessons this month. I really enjoy the bakery.
Me too. But today we start talking about some special bakery treats. Many of these we might eat in the morning. Do you eat sweet things like these in the morning?
Well, I don't eat them every morning, but I do really like a muffin in the morning or toast with jelly. Toast isn't sweet, I guess, but the jelly is.
That's right. So in general, Americans might not eat muffins or cinnamon rolls every morning for breakfast, but we do like to eat these on the weekends for a special breakfast.
Ooh, although often for a special breakfast, I will have waffles. Those are kind of a type of bread, but you don't get those at a bakery.
That's very true. Well, my family would have a special Saturday breakfast.
Ooh, and what do you do, or what would you eat?
Well, we would bake something, and we would make tea, we would read or play board games. Saturday morning was my favorite.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. Well, friends, we're going to have fun together today. Let's start by learning our keywords with Jack.
Hello, Susie 和 Taylor 到面包店去看到非常好吃的 muffin. 这个 muffin 形状像杯子蛋糕，但是比较大，用的材料和口感也不一样。很多人直接叫它马芬。 Taylor 非常喜欢吃 muffins. She likes muffins very much. Taylor 喜欢蓝莓口味的. Taylor likes blueberry muffins. 名词 blueberry 就是蓝莓. Susie 则是最喜欢柠檬口味的. Lemon muffins are her favorite. 柠檬就是 lemon. Susie 说他们做的蛋糕也非常的棒哦。 之前就替他的朋友做了婚礼上用的蛋糕。They made my friend's wedding cake. 名词 wedding就是婚礼。 这家店其实可以为生日或是婚礼这样的特殊场合制作蛋糕。They make cakes for special occasions. 名词 occasion就是场合或是重大活动。
Everything smells wonderful in here.
It does. What are you going to buy?
I don't know. It is so hard to choose.
I know. Everything is so delicious. But I especially love the muffins.
Yes, they are always fresh. What's your favorite kind of muffin?
I like blueberry muffins. How about you?
Lemon muffins are my favorite muffins.
Pauline, I am going to make some tea. You can teach the lesson. Do you want me to make you some coffee?
Well, actually, yes, please. Oh, wait. No, you can't leave. Tea, coffee, what are you talking about, Peter? We are teaching...
Pauline, look, we are talking about delicious bakery items. Muffins are one of my favorite things in this world, and I need a cup of tea with my muffin.
Peter, okay, you are right, muffins are great, but let's focus on the lesson and then eat some muffins later, okay?
Okay, well, Susie and Taylor are in the bakery without us, without Peter, without Pauline.
Everything smells wonderful in a bakery. The word wonderful is a word to use, friends, when something is really great. Try using it.
Wonderful. We are in here, and the bakery is over there.
I think maybe you're using wonderful in a different way. Anyways, maybe we can give them a call, and then they can help buy us something.
That's a wonderful idea, Pauline. Oh, I want a cookie. No, I want 3 cookies. Oh, I need a loaf of bread, too. I'm making dinner tonight. So they could get me some dinner rolls?
Wow, you're getting a lot. Well, the bakery does have so many wonderful things. I understand. It is hard to choose.
It is so hard to choose. But I know an easy choice. I choose today's...
Calendar phrase!
It is so hard to choose.
It is so hard to choose.
好难选啊。
What do you want from the bakery?
It is so hard to choose.
Do you want a cupcake?
It is so hard to choose.
Do you want a cookie?
It is so hard to choose.
Do you want a donut?
It's so hard to choose. What do you want?
That's easy. I want them all.
It is so hard to choose.
It is so hard to choose.
好难选啊。
Okay, Peter, I have an idea. You can just ask Susie and Taylor to get you everything. Then you don't have to choose.
That's a great idea, Pauline. Oh, wait. I only have $5. I can't get everything. Maybe just some cookies for this afternoon, then.
Well, I'm getting a muffin, a blueberry muffin.
But I especially love muffins. I love blueberry muffins. Okay, I am not going to buy cookies. I am getting muffins.
I love muffins, too. But I especially love learning more English. So here is Jack for more.
Taylor 说面包店里的东西都很好吃，但是他尤其喜欢 muffins. But I especially love the muffins. 我们来看 especially 这个字，因为另外还有一个副词是 specially.这两个字很相近，但意思和用法上不相同。Especially 是尤其的意思。比如说，我非常喜欢花，尤其是玫瑰。I especially like roses。或者，我很喜欢品尝世界各国的料理，尤其是墨西哥食物。I especially like Mexican food。而 specially 则是特别的意思，用来修饰动词。常常听到 The dish was specially made for you. 这道菜是特别为你做的。或者 The envelopes are specially designed for the event. 这个信封是特别为这次活动设计的。
Okay, thanks, Jack. Well, friends, let's take a short break right now. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about bakery things. So, Pauline, muffin, cupcake, what's the difference?
Oh, a classic question. Okay, so they are very similar. Usually cupcakes are even sweeter than muffins, and cupcakes have frosting on top. That's the big difference.
Ooh, that is very true. And a cupcake really does use cake batter, where a muffin could be a little different. Well, friends, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
The bakery sells cinnamon rolls now.
Are you going to buy some?
Yes, I'm buying cinnamon rolls today because I have a meeting tomorrow. I'll take them to the meeting.
That will be a nice meeting.
I also have to order a cake for a special occasion. My friend's birthday is next week.
They make great cakes. They made my friend's wedding cake.
Ooh, so the bakery sells cinnamon rolls now.
Pauline, why did you have to say that?
Well, because that is what Taylor says, and I'm excited about that.
But Pauline, cinnamon rolls are my favorite.
Well, are you going to buy some?
How can you just ask me that? Didn't I just tell you? It's so hard to choose. I especially love muffins, but cinnamon rolls are my favorite.
Peter, are you going to buy some? This is a question that Susie asks, and Jack wants to talk about it some more. Jack?
Taylor 说这家店有卖肉桂卷 ,cinnamon rolls. Susie 问他要买一些吗? Are you going to buy some? 句尾的 some 就是 some cinnamon rolls. 因为问的时候已经说清楚是肉桂卷了,所以回答的时候只要简单的用 some 来代替 some cinnamon rolls 就可以了。所以 some 在这里是代名词,而且是不定代名词。因为没有特别指明是哪些肉桂卷，我们来看看不定代名词做受词的说法。比如 A 说 ,Do you want some tea? B 回答 ,Yes, I'd like to have some. 或者问 ,Do you have any hot soup? 回答的人说 ,No, we don't have any. 这里的 some 和 any 都是不定代名词做受词来用。
Thanks for the help, Jack. So Taylor is going to buy some cinnamon rolls and give them to me.
Are you going to the meeting tomorrow?
Meeting? No, meetings are boring. Why would you ask that?
The cinnamon rolls are for tomorrow's meeting. She says, I'm buying cinnamon rolls today because I have a meeting tomorrow.
It looks like my schedule has some free time for a cinnamon roll. I mean, a meeting.
Right. Well, let's just go ahead and visit Rebecca, friends. She can help us practice this some more. Hey, friends. Here is the moment that you've been waiting for. You get to learn a new use it tip. If you want to give a reason as to why you are doing something, you can use the word because, and that is exactly what we are talking about today. Let's look at a few examples. First, I'm swimming today because I am busy tomorrow. Here's another example. I'm studying today because I have a big test tomorrow. Friends, it's time for you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, this meeting should be fun. And I think it's about time for me to check out this bakery for myself.
I couldn't agree more. They even have cakes there. Birthday cakes.
Oh, I won't buy one of those.
Maybe you should remember to check your calendar, then think about buying one.
A cake? Pauline, I want to get some muffins.
Friends, I hope you pay better attention than Peter does. At least you listen to our new keywords for today, right?
Oh, wait. Is it your birthday soon?
Amazing, Peter. You are just really good at paying attention, aren't you?
Oh, great. Okay, friends. Well, I think now I know what to do, and you do too. It's time to review our keywords. Friends, let's take a look at them together.
Here's your first keyword for today. Muffin. Muffin. Mom made yummy muffins.
Blueberry. Blueberry. I eat blueberries for breakfast.
Lemon. Lemon. The lemon tea needs more sugar.
Wedding. Wedding. My sister's wedding was last Saturday.
Occasion. Occasion. A birthday is a special occasion. All right, friends, those are your keywords for today. You're doing great. Just keep on practicing. And now let's review those conversations one more time together.
Everything smells wonderful in here.
It does. What are you going to buy?
I don't know. It is so hard to choose.
I know. Everything is so delicious. But I especially love the muffins.
Yes, they are always fresh. What's your favorite kind of muffin?
I like blueberry muffins. How about you?
Lemon muffins are my favorite muffins.
The bakery sells cinnamon rolls now.
Are you going to buy some?
Yes. I'm buying cinnamon rolls today because I have a meeting tomorrow. I'll take them to the meeting.
That will be a nice meeting.
I also have to order a cake for a special occasion. My friend's birthday is next week.
They make great cakes. They made my friend's wedding cake. I love bakery treats.
Me too. I think everybody does.
So, what's your favorite?
My favorite treat, let's see.
I really like muffins.
Me too. I love blueberry muffins. Lemon muffins are good too.
Cinnamon rolls are really delicious.
Yes, they are a very popular treat.
Pies are good, too.
Cherry pies, apple pies, peach pies.
Blueberry and banana pies.
Don't forget about cakes.
Oh, yeah, fancy cakes for birthdays and weddings.
And other occasions.
Like today?
Is today special?
Yes, every day is special. Oh, let's order a fancy cake.
Okay, I'll call the bakery.
Yeah.
Lions and tigers and bears, oh my! Lions and tigers and bears, oh my! Lions and tigers and bears and elephants and okapis and... We are going to see so many animals today. Can you guess where we are? We are at the zoo. Join us today for family time.
We have a wonderful zoo very close to where we live. Andrea and the children visit this zoo often. It is a great place to see many different animals outside.
Now, some animals you know, but there are also some very unique animals here at the zoo, like our friend Poppy. Kai Kai, what kind of an animal is Poppy?
Poppy.
That animal is an okapi.
This is Poppy the okapi. An okapi looks like many different animals. Her neck looks like a giraffe. Her body looks like a horse. And her stripes make her look like a zebra.
Now where should we go?
Let's go to the giraffes.
Giraffes are Mei Mei's favorite animals. They are the tallest animal on land. Giraffes have a very long neck and very long legs. Here we can watch them eating leaves from tall trees. They are beautiful animals.
Meow.
Meow? It sounds like Levi wants to go and see a cat. I know a very big cat here at the zoo. The tigers! Hey, Levi! Let's go and see the tigers.
Yeah.
Okay.
We love big cats, especially tigers. Our zoo has a wonderful place to watch the tigers.
I see the tiger. Look over there.
Tigers are big and have colorful stripes. Many visitors love to take photos of these big cats. Hey, look at this place. It's a tiger park. Here, Mei Mei and Levi like to play with the tiger statues and learn more about tigers.
Giraffes, tigers, okapis, and more. Thank you for joining us today for Family Time right here at the zoo.
Well, friends, we hope you are enjoying the beginning of a new month of lessons with us here at LTE. I thought this was a great way to get started.
Yes, these are things we talk about every day, so now you can go out and use them. And friends, be sure to join us again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.